Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's been put on IR, is having surgery today. I can't give you a time when he'll return, but there's, you know, we'll just see if it's this season or next season. But we'll see how he does as he goes here. Other than that, there are no other injuries. Everybody else will practice today. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Falcons. That's a great environment down there at their stadium, and Raheem's done a heck of a job with that group, which was obvious Monday night. So between Jimmy and Zach and Marquise, they've got great coordinators and coaches, and they've got good players on top of that. So we need to have a good week of practice starting today, and I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge of playing a good football team like this. With that, time's yours.
What are your plans for Kareem?
Yeah, so we'll get him in here and get some work, kind of get him back in the swing of playing, and then we'll just see. You know, as the game gets closer, we'll see how things go there and so on. But we'll try to get him in a position where he's ready to play either this week, next week, or the following week. We'll just see how long it takes.
So chance he could play in Atlanta?
Yeah, there's a chance, yeah. Okay. Going to try to see where we're at as far as the other part, but we've got other guys that can jump in and play for him.
The Chiefs released him pretty quickly, as you know, after that video came out a few years ago. How do you reconcile that action with bringing him back now?
Yeah, so it's really, what we told him and publicly, we just thought he needed a change of scenery and get some help and take care of business there. And, we felt like he did that. He did a nice job in Cleveland. And we talked to the people there, and there were no issues there. So, we felt okay by bringing him back. He's 29 years old now, so time flies. But he's 29 years old. And, it looks like he's grown up some. So.
And is this the first time you guys have had this conversation about potentially bringing him back?
Where it was real, yes. Yes.
Yeah. What were your conversations with him like that gave you the confidence of letting this out?
Well, just calling around and making sure that things were okay. Pat stayed good friends with him. So he was at Pat's wedding, and so, those two came out in the same class and developed a friendship here, and then their general manager spoke highly of him, so coaches and so on. So we felt good about it.
Did you need to have a specific conversation points with him that reassured you too?
Yeah, so I was at the wedding. I talked to him there, and then I also talked to him before he got here and when he got here. So.
Was it the type of thing where you felt like you need to speak specifically about the past?
No, just, make sure that keep your nose clean, right? That's the important part, and go play football. I think people deserve a second chance if they've done something to work on the first part of it,
Maybe if he everything goes well on the field, right? If he's in shape and obviously takes the playbook pretty well, is there a specific role that you sort of see him, whether that's easing him into those first few games, or is there something you can foresee for him that you can sort of define, you know?
I want to see where he's at, you know. I want to see him out there working today with, and where he's at. I'll probably have him doing more scout team stuff today than actually in with the group. But let's see where he's at, and I'll be able to judge it better from there. He'll have some retention from the stuff that we've done here. So, and he's a sharp kid. He can pick everything up that's new. But let's get him started first and kind of see where we're at with him.
And you guys, speaking, this has been a tough 10 days or so injury-wise with the Brown news and Pacheco. Just what's the messaging to the guys that are left to play moving forward?
Yeah, so listen, our hearts go out for those kids first, and both those guys love to play the game. But we're also fortunate to have good players here that can step in, and we expect them to step up and play. You know, that's a tribute to Brett and his staff.
Lee, you guys have elevated Keontae Ingram to the active roster at this point. What do you like about him?
So he had a really good camp for us. Felt comfortable with him moving up. You know, like I said, you moved up. You're expected to be ready to play, and I think he's done that. He's worked hard on the scout team part of it. Stayed in tune with the offense. He's in all the meetings, so felt he was ready for that.
Dave,
Going back to the part about the playbook, I wonder how much it has changed, and it's been quite a while, and you've got a whole lot of different personnel. How much? What'd he know coming back? How quickly could he pick up?
Yeah, he'll know the base protections. He'll know the base runs. Some of the routes are a bit new, but we're not flexing him out and making him do all that. So he's just got some of the terminology. He's just got to hear the route terminology. But, right now it's job specific for that team. So it's not like you're coming into training camp and you've got 300 plays. So he just has to make sure he stays in tune with that.
Blair?
Andy, first road game, you guys, the franchise has been really good on the road in 10 years or so. What are the conditions that need to be created to have the mindset to be successful on the road?
Yeah, well, this is a loud venue, so you've got to be able to handle the noise. Then you have to come in with the right attitude. I mean, that's how it is. We try to keep it as consistent as we can with the travel part and times for meetings and such. So that's what we do. But every game is a challenge. So in itself, so whatever we did before doesn't matter for right now. So we just got to make sure that we prepare ourselves for it.
Last four, we're going to start with Nate.
And you've talked before about seeing statistical trends, sort of cycles of the NFL. I know it's just 2 weeks, but there's a lot of teams obviously passing the ball short, perhaps right at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. You guys are included in that. What are the benefits, and what are some of the explanations as to why you think yourself and other teams are throwing the ball shorter than usual?
Yeah, some of it's the matchups according to coverage, depending on what teams do. Our run game was effective this past week, so we use that more than the down the field stuff, and so it just depends on the matchups. I think most people would tell you that some of the teams that are throwing down the field had a little bit more space and different coverages to work with where they could do that.
He wanted them to be. What did you see on tape from them last year in combination with the workout you guys had with them?
Yeah, so he had a sports hernia surgery done a bit ago, so he I think he was probably affected by that, you know, a little bit, just coming back off of that. So, but I still saw the burst, the toughness when he got back in there. And then we worked him out here and felt good about it. But we'll see. He's getting up there. You know, the running backs, he's 29 years old. That's for a running back, that's old.
Andy, did you ever think this reunion would ever happen before Pacheco's injury? Was there ever a thought that you might be able to coach Kareem again?
No, but I think we meant what we said, that you know, you need to take care of this. I mean, you can't, this isn't good as you go through life for anybody. And so, you know, it seems like he has a grasp on that. And I know he's done good here since that point. And, you know, I anticipate that continues. But, you know, that if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't have brought him back.
We'll go to the last two guys with Steve and then Matt. Go, Steve.
Coach, in regards to Pacheco's surgery today, I believe it was 2005, T.O. had that same, like, fibular surgery. What do you remember about T.O.'s journey back that same season that you can share with Pacheco?
Yeah, he attacked.
That was 20 years ago.
No. Well, I take a lot of fish oil. I thought that T.O. attacked it, and he was going to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what he was going to do. And no matter what, he was going to play in that Super Bowl. So, he, you know, between the chamber he was sleeping in and living basically with Rick all day, he was able to come back relatively quick. The thing you can learn from that is you attack the injury and stay positive with it. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
But the fact that he wasn't going to be denied that opportunity. And Pacheco, and like T.O., Pacheco's one of those guys that you have to back off, and I know this is how he'll do. You know, he wasn't going to allow anybody to get him off of that field. Even if he had to crawl off of there, he was going to get off the field. So that's just how he's wired. But I would tell you that, you know, within reason and the guidance of Rick, I know he'll get himself back and ready to go whenever that is, you know, as fast as he can.
Coach, it's National Cheeseburger Day. Do you have any plans to celebrate?
Yeah, McAfee just sent me a cheeseburger from McDonald's. I don't know. I thought that was unique. McAfee's unique. So, but can't wait to enjoy it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.